Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Here's something about a show of impressionists coming to Boston this fall.
Oh, why wait? I do one that'll knock your socks off.
He's talking about French painters, doofus.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah, I do a great Cézanne.
Get out.
I do. You know, why is this?
Hold that pose, you like this Pepe.
Hey, you better smile when you say that, pilgrim.
Now, just a darn second there, young fella.
Okay, I got one. Watch this.
Hey, fellas. I believe we might be in for just a little rain for this day over.
Woody, who is that?
It's Dwight Womack, mayor of Hanover, Indiana.
Now, Woody, when you do impressions, you got to do impressions of famous people.
Well, if I could do somebody famous, why would I be doing Dwight Womack?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, he's got a point. Yeah, right.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. Everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
This is our first time back in Cheers since, you know, yesterday. Don't you think we should announce our engagement?
Oh, all right, okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, you do it. You're the man.
All right, listen up, everybody.
I have an announcement to make here. Diane and I decided to...
Oh, Sam, what do you want to say?
Well, I was just going to tell them.
I see.
Well, what do you want me to say? Oh, come on, Diane. Nobody knows who the Lunts are. Due to our desire to be what?
Conjoined.
Conjoined. Well, Diane and I would like you to celebrate with us by toasting our nuptials.
Ouch.
No, it's...
What Sam so eloquently expressed was that he and I have officially become engaged to be married.
Yeah. How about that, Al?
Huh? Yeah. Married, Sam. I thought you said you'd never marry Diane.
Well, I never said that exactly.
No, I think the exact words were, I'd rather have every hair on my body pulled out simultaneously.
Well, that's just an expression. I mean... Oh, seriously, we all knew it was going to happen sooner or later. I just thought I'd get it over with.
Well, Diane, Sam, congratulations to both of you. Diane, I hope you're planning to stay for the entire ceremony this time. Ours was very touching, I thought.
Well, another one bites the matrimonial dust. I guess that leaves only one stud to satisfy all the babes in this bath.
Yeah, I can handle it, too.
Hi. Yeah, I bet you never thought you'd see the day, huh?
Nice shirt, Sam. Is it new?
No, it's not. Did you hear what I said up there about me and Diane getting engaged?
The beer distributor calls. He wants to know if he can change the delivery day to Wednesday.
Carlo, I know that we haven't always seen eye to eye, but you could at least wish us well.
I need a draft.
Fascinating. She's experiencing denial.
What's that mean, Dr. Crane?
Well, simply put, it means that the human mind
blocks out that which it cannot emotionally accept.
What's that mean, Dr. Crane?
It means that you don't understand this and you never will. Huh. I think perhaps I should get personally involved in this. And after all, Carla is a good friend. I think I could help her alleviate her suffering. Besides, there's nothing good on TV.
So I don't see any ring here. What gives you guys, huh?
Well, we are doing a little window shopping, but she's got her eye on a big old diamond in the window of Barton and Lyle.
Yeah. Oh, no, Sam. Now, that's much too expensive. I would be content with any one of the smaller stones we saw today.
Oh, now, wait a second. Hey, Woody, get me the phone there, will you? Listen, you might as well have the best ring. You got the best husband. Hmm?
Isn't any wonder I love you? I'm twice blessed. I'm getting the most wonderful guy and one hell of a rock.
Yeah, let me find out just how much this thing is. Hi, you got a ring in the window there by the door. It's a big diamond with two little diamonds on either side there. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, how much does that cost?
How much?
$5,200. Whoa, what am I going to do here?
Bruce.
What?
Friend of mine in the jewelry business. He buys diamonds and gold wholesale, and then you don't have to pay the markup, which is like a zillion percent.
That's kind of sweet.
No, it's the same gold, same diamonds.
Well, it's the same ring. It's the same ring.
Yes, absolutely. Give me the phone.
All right.
Yeah, I'll call
you. Do it.
Sam, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
Diane's not the kind of woman who'd like to find out that her ring was bought from a jeweler who begins every transaction with, "Psst, buddy."
No, you're making it sound worse than it is. I mean, I'm sure everything's legit.
All right, fine, Bruce. Great. Psst, Sammy, come here.
Not bad for $1,200.
I'll say. Hey, Carla, you see the ring that Sammy got for Diane here?
You know, I'm thinking about having my house texture coded. You have your choice of 24 decorated colors.
Amazing.
Yeah, and surprisingly reasonable.
Hey, guys, want to see a classic here? Hi, Diane.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, that finger looks a little warm there. Maybe you should cool it down with some ice.
Sam!
What? What's the matter? What's wrong?
Nothing. It's beautiful.
Oh.
Just think. Hours ago, I was admiring this magnificent ring in the window, thinking it was an unattainable treasure. And now, here it is on my finger.
Yep, there it is, all right. That's the one. How about that?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
well. Hey, Carla, do you realize that when Sammy and Diane get married, Diane's going to be your boss?
Nice shirt, Norm. Is it new?
Sam, I felt that I couldn't possibly ask you for this. But now that you've actually gone out and purchased it, I can tell you, this is the only ring I ever wanted.
Mm.
Where's the box?
Box?
Yeah, you know, the one that came in.
Oh, yeah. This one didn't seem to come with one of those, did it?
Well, I'm surprised they didn't give you one, especially considering how much this must have cost.
Oh, well, they did. It's just that I told them, keep the box, she'll just wear it. Well, that's what I said, all right.
Sam.
Yeah.
This may sound frivolous, but every woman wants to keep the box that her engagement ring came in. I already have space reserved for it in my memento drawer, right between my French club pin and my retainer.
All right. I mean, fine. I'll go back and, I'll get the box.
Yeah, don't forget your receipt there, Sammy. Yeah. probably remember your face.
You can relax, everybody. Got the box.
All right. You just gave it to you, huh?
No, I had to buy something.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
Sterling silver corn cob holders. $290, you believe that?
Wow, why'd you buy those things?
Well, everything else seemed like such a ripoff. I'm still way ahead, though. It's okay.
Think about it.
Oh, Sam, there you are.
Yeah, and here you are, my little darling. One ring box, just your size. How about that? Are you happy?
Deliriously.
Oh, good.
I just wish I'd gone with you when you went back to Barton and Lyle's. I want to buy myself that dress.
Oh, which dress is that?
The one in the window. Right next door in Justine's window. Don't you remember I was admiring it as we walked by?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect. I'd love it.
Well, you know, it's kind of slack now. Why don't you take off? Do a little shopping.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, Sam. Mm. Mm. Yeah. I'll get my purse.
All right.
So, Sammy, when Diane sees the ring in the window of the fancy store and also on her finger, what do you think she'll say?
Well, I'm off.
No, Diane, wait a second here. I can't let you go through with this.
What?
Well, I bought that dress for you.
Sam Malone. Yeah. I don't believe you.
No, it's a fact. It's in my car right up there.
Oh, you scamp. Oh, go get it, please.
You know, I was kind of hoping to surprise you with it.
Well, I already know about it now.
Right. What am I standing here for, then, huh?
Oh.
Say, you know, that's, that was such an interesting dress. Well, how would you describe that color?
Pink.
Pink. Right. You always know the perfect word there. Pink. Who would have thought?
I wonder what's keeping Sam. He's certainly been gone a long time.
Where is Sam?
Where is Sam? I think she's starting to relate to her environment again.
Well, I think we've made great progress. Carla, can you tell me who Sam is?
Of course, he's my boss.
Did you know that he is now engaged to be married?
Yes, I'm very happy for him.
Yes. Yeah, well, we've done.
Carla, who is the charming soul that has agreed to marry him?
Norm.
Well, I'm not the miracle worker.
Here we go. The one you wanted, and three more.
Oh, Sam!
What?
You impetuous fool. Oh, I love them. Oh, thank you. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. You were gone an awfully long time. I thought you were just going to your car.
Well, I got a parking ticket. And I wanted to fight in court.
Do I detect a snafu there, Sammy?
Every damn dress in the window was pink.
Oh, boy, it must have cost you a pretty penny.
That's all right. I'll get some of it back. She couldn't possibly like all four of them.
Oh, Sam, I love all of them. I can't decide which one to wear tonight to dinner.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Right. What do we say? 7 o'clock?
Oh, could we make it a little later? I have to stop by the store to get the ring appraised.
Pardon me?
The insurance man said that there has to be an appraisal on file in order to have this covered in my theft policy.
Boy, they don't make it easy, do they? Well, I tell you what, why don't you let me handle that? I'll have it appraised. Why don't you give me the ring?
Oh, no, Sam. Just as our love is forever, so is this ring. From here on out, it will never leave my finger.
Beautiful. That's really beautiful. Woody, you want to get me some aspirin there?
Sam, I think this has gone too far. You're caught in a quagmire of deceit. You're just going to sink deeper and deeper. And to what avail?
To my butt's avail. Damn maybe you're right. Maybe I should just bite the bullet and be honest with her. I mean, I really want this relationship to work.
Well, I know. Yeah, we do too, Sammy.
Diane?
Yes.
I have something I want to say to you, but I'm afraid you're not going to like it.
After receiving this beautiful symbol of our relationship, a symbol that has touched me very deeply, nothing you say could ever disappoint me. What is it?
I have to go to the doctor.
What for?
No, it's nothing serious. I just figured, you know, we're getting married. I might as well have a checkup and make sure the old Evan Rude's still cranking.
I don't see any cause for alarm in that.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it's quite sensible.
Good, good. I love the dresses.
Oh, me too. Thanks so much.
They're lovely.
What now, Chemo Sammy?
It's no problem. It's no problem. I'll just, I'll go back to the store and I'll handle it. I tell you, though, no way in the world am I going to buy that expensive ring.
The ring is bought?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you shelled out for the ring in the window, didn't you, Sammy?
Yeah. I got a real interesting price on it.
Full price?
Right around there, yeah. As soon as I switch this one for the ring on her finger, my problems are over.
Oh, Sam, what did the doctor say?
Same thing he always does. Wow.
But you're fine, yes?
Oh, yeah, no problem there. No, you know, actually, I was sitting in the waiting room there, and I realized that, I never officially put that ring on your finger, and I'd kind of like to.
Sam, you're just sweeping me off my feet.
Close your eyes.
Why?
There's something I want to say to you, and I might get embarrassed if you saw me. Say it.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this.
Diane? You're really neat.
I think this big step we've taken has made you positively goofy.
Well, maybe it has. That's me, just one big goof. Yeah, they haven't found the chick that can outsmart me.
Oh, I see.
Did he say chick or chimp?
Cheers. No, I'm sorry. Norman is uncharacteristically absent. May I take a message for him? Uh-huh. Bruce wants to know about the ring. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes, I think it's safe to say that Sam's fiancé was completely fooled by it.
Boy, I'm starved. Here, it's a great restaurant. We're quite the little chatterbox tonight.
Oh, you want me to talk?
Well, it's not necessary.
Fine, I'll talk. I don't appreciate being given junk jewelry and then lied to about it.
Oh, now, wait a second. That is not junk jewelry,
oh,
Diana.
Sam, please, no more lies. How could you pledge your troth with a paste ring?
No, that is not a paste ring. All right, there was another ring, but I switched it for the one in the window. I swear to God I did,
oh,
Diana.
Oh, please, don't bother swearing.
You have no idea what this day is.
An oath obviously means nothing to you. I'd rather go without than wear a lie.
What are you doing? Oh, no!
Explain that part about switching rings again. Oh, there's something shiny.
No.
It's another paper wrapper.
Oh, look at us. We're filthy.
Yeah. By the way, I hate that dress.
Considering the circumstances under which it was obtained, it's hardly one of my favorites anymore.
Well, good. And I'm counting you not wearing it when you visit me in the poorhouse that you put me in.
Oh, Sam, get off it.
No, no, no. Wait a second. Let's tally up the damages here. The first ring was $1,200. The box was $290. Four lovely pink frocks was a mere $950. The damages on the car will be at least a grand. And let's not forget about the $5,200 bite I was hoping to avoid in the first place, bringing it to a grand total of $9,000 for a ring I no longer have.
Well, I hasten to add that this was all of your own volition. $290 for the box?
Yeah. You like corn on the cob? Well, I guess I'm just stupid to think that I can make someone like you happy on a budget of someone like me.
I'm sorry.
Well, you should be.
All right. I said I was. Give me a bit of slack. Even had that been the bargain ring, it would have been sinfully impetuous of me to cast it away.
Well, here's the bargain ring right now. Why don't you give it the old heave-ho, too?
I'm somehow reminded of a fable penned by an anonymous 18th century author. Concerning the young mistress of a great feudal estate and a woodchopper who worked on the estate.
Diane, not now, please.
Could I just tell you the moral?
What?
You're really neat. Hardly original, I know. The fact remains that no matter what the cost, a ring is, above all else, a symbol of the feelings that two people have for each other. So truly, Sam, this is the ring I want.
Oh. Let me do this.
But nothing says we can't keep looking.